glamour in the evening. So where did Joe Biden spend his Earth Day yesterday? The vice president was at a bus depot in Maryland outside of D.C.
We've heard for years that a greener economy will benefit our grandkids who are going to inherit a cleaner planet. We know that. We know that in our gut. That's true. But that's not the whole story. Building a green economy is for us, too, right now, today, here.
Nobody messes with Joe.
Well, they might be. Sometimes when the vice president chairs an event, you might think that it's not the most important thing in the administration. The Obama administration yesterday had Joe Biden talking about a clean bus program, the second time in a week that the Obama administration has addressed mass transit. Andrea Bernstein joins us, takeaway correspondent. Andrea Bernstein, gosh, I haven't talked to you in a while. It's great to welcome you back to the program, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
When the vice president chairs an event, maybe sometimes it isn't the most important thing. Is this a big job for Joe Biden yesterday?
Well, you know, you got to read the tea leaves carefully on this. The Obama administration had a bit of a slow start on transit and got some blowback from environmentalists, transit activists. And, you know, what do people usually do on Earth Day? Oh, they go to a lake, they go to a field, they plant a tree. Wind turbines, where the president was yesterday, has become the, you know, issue du jour for environmentalists on Earth Day. But to go to transit is sort of really pushing the ball down the field. And it's an acknowledgement that to solve the environmental problem, you not only have to have cleaner fuels, you don't have to have more people with access to cleaner fuels, but you also have to have less people driving, because that's where most of the greenhouse gases come from.
So how did Biden suggest this was going to be addressed, by cleaning up buses or actually making more of them?
Well, he announced yesterday $300 million in Recovery Act funds for a clean cities program. And this is a Department of Energy program, not actually a transit program. It's an energy program that will buy hybrid buses and clean fleets for cities around the country. Now, of course, you know, all this Recovery Act stuff is not new money. It's all part of the $800 billion package we already know about. But it was an opportunity to highlight this and to say this is what we want to do. And, you know, you could hear Biden at that bus depot yesterday. He was getting pretty excited about this stuff. Listen to this.
This program, the Clean Cities program, is in its 15th year. Already it's saved 2 billion gallons of petroleum used since its inception. And now it's time to ramp it up. Ramp it up in a big way. We know it works.
Yeah, he sounds pretty excited there. A lot of people don't know that the
a little breathless.
The Senate Foreign Relations.
Nobody messes with Joe.
That's right. I mean, he's big on Senate Foreign Relations Committee, big on the Judiciary Committee, but he's also a big Amtrak customer here. What's going on with Joe now?
You know,
is he rebranding himself?
It's so fascinating because, you know, last summer when he was selected vice president, I mean, you know, he was the guy that was going to help out with the 4 a.m. phone call about Pakistan or North Korea. He was the eminence grise.
Right.
You know, that was why everybody was like, yes, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. You know, he fits in Obama's vulnerability. But, you know, nobody envisioned then that Hillary Clinton would be Secretary of State. And now that both she and Barack Obama are taking the calls in the middle of the night, you know, Joe Biden has a bit of a new territory to carve out. And one of the things that he's been doing is really, you know, taking on transit. Now, you know, it is a natural fit. He's known as the guy who took Amtrak every day. But, you know, he's done stuff like he went to St. Cloud, Minnesota, to a hybrid bus factory there, where actually a lot of orders are going to be coming in under the Recovery Act, because a lot of what people are doing with their transit money is this. He's been going to Amtrak stations. He's been holding these weekly Recovery Act cabinet meetings. It's become a major item in his portfolio. And it's a, you know, it's, I wouldn't say it's a U-turn, but I don't think it's quite what people envisioned was going to be the big thing that Joe Biden was going to be doing when he was selected.
Well, let's talk policy for a moment. I mean, what would transit advocates say shows that the Obama administration is really serious about a new national transit program that has some real teeth to it? I mean, we've heard a lot of talk on the stimulus package going to roads, which basically benefits car drivers, not necessarily bus drivers.
You know, I would say that up to now, there has been mostly disappointment among people who care about mass transit in the Obama administration. People felt that the Recovery Act only had $8 billion. Now, that's $8 billion, but it's $8 billion out of $800 billion. So that's 1%, and that's all the money for transit. And they were saying, you know, that isn't enough money. It doesn't show a real commitment. You can't really change things with that. And indeed, as this money has been doled out, what we're finding is that, you know, what states are doing with it is they're not exactly rebuilding not building a 21st century infrastructure. They're rebuilding the 20th century infrastructure.
I mean, a lot of fixing things. They're filling right. potholes. I mean, I actually spent lunch yesterday.
Rebuilding bridges. You're talking Minnesota.
Right. But still, again, it's not change. It's not visionary. It's repair work. I was talking with a bunch of architects yesterday at lunchtime, and they were describing how down in São Paulo in Brazil, they're building 120 miles of new tunnels for a mass transit system. We're doing nothing like that here in the United States, Andrea.
Nothing at all under this bill. Now, the reason that people are getting a little excited now, just a little bit, like their hearts are starting to beat a little faster, is because next month in the Congress, there will be this giant transit authorization bill that's coming up. And this happens every 6 years, so it doesn't quite parallel the length of an administration. And it's tons of money for roads and what they're hoping is that this time around, there'll be tons of money for transit. So when they begin to see the administration talking about high-speed rail, when they begin seeing the administration talking about mass transit going, as Joe Biden did yesterday, to a transit station for his Earth Day thing, they're thinking, okay, so maybe this administration is going to put some serious muscle behind this as this reauthorization fight comes up. And speaking to a lobbyist from NRDC who has expressed great disappointment up to now, and he said, I think things, may be beginning to turn. We'll see.
It's an uphill battle, though, right. Because those highway lobbies and those places around the country that want their highway money are powerful, powerful folks.
Yeah, it's true. And it is a battle, and it's a battle about getting people out of their cars and changing their whole lifestyle. But as they point out, this is where most of the carbon footprint's coming. It's from driving.
Well, and telling us what to watch as we look at this bill coming down the pike on roads and bridges and hopefully mass transit. Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Correspondent, thanks so much.
Thank you. Now I'm going to go out and charge something. What should I buy? Maybe a hybrid bus.
Sure. Put it on credit card.